Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Last week, I talked about my new solar-powered ray gun and my solar oven. Here's what's happened since then. The solar ray gun is my nickname for a 27-inch satellite dish that I've covered with aluminized mylar. It's now a parabolic solar concentrator that can start newspaper on fire in seconds. There's not actually that much new to report on it. I do want to use it to boil water for cooking, but I'm not going to finish that project until the ground thaws enough for me to sink a post on which to mount it. In the meantime, a neighbor gave me a black teapot, so when I focus the sun on the vessel, most of the energy will be converted to heat instead of being reflected away. I learned that a merely blackened vessel doesn't work. I tried an old stainless steel pot that I use for cooking while camping. It was blackened from the soot of many campfires. When I focused the solar ray gun on it, however, it didn't stay blackened. The intense rays just burned off the soot and left a shiny, reflective surface. The solar oven, on the other hand, has been great. Since last week, I've used it to make the best chicken dish I've ever made. And then I messed up the same recipe. The dish was arroz con pollo, Spanish for rice with chicken. The first time, I cut a wing, a thigh, and a drumstick off a chicken, rubbed crushed garlic on them, and put them in a black enamel roasting pan, sized just right for the solar oven. Then I poured on some olive oil, added water, sage, thyme, rosemary, salt, and pepper. That was it for the food preparation. The oven is a Sport solar cooker made by the Solar Oven Society. It's a black box, cut almost in half diagonally, so that one side of it faces the sun at an angle. It's insulated on the outside, and the cover on the side facing the sun is clear plastic, with a piece of clear plastic film providing an insulating airspace. When you fasten the cover tightly to the box and point it towards the sun, the temperature quickly goes to 175 or 200 degrees Fahrenheit, even in Vermont, in March, on the snow. So I put the roasting pan into the oven, fastened down the lid, and found a place in the snow where the sun would hit it all day. I was going to be away until evening, so I angled it to get the maximum sunlight around 2 p.m. and left. At the end of the day, the chicken was thoroughly cooked and flavored with the herbs and garlic, and the rice was infused with all those flavors plus the chicken. It was one rich mélange of yummy flavors. The next time I made the dish, I followed the recipe more exactly, and it didn't turn out right. You see, the recipe emphasized the importance of adding ingredients at the right time. Leave the chicken in the water by itself for a couple hours, it said, and then add the rice for at least an hour and a half. Since I was working at home that day, I did add the rice later, but the rice was hardly cooked at all at the end of the day. I think in the future, I'll just keep dumping everything together from the beginning. Next up, I'll make chicken soup in the oven. I don't think the oven gets hot enough to make chicken stock, at least now in March. I haven't seen the temperature get up to the boiling point. So when I had a fire going during the snowstorm on Sunday, I put a pot with a chicken carcass and some water on top of the wood stove and made stock. Tomorrow, I'll add vegetables and herbs to the stock, split the soup between the two black enamel steel pots, and put them in the solar oven for the entire sunny day we're promised. Unless the house is cold enough in the morning to justify running the wood stove a couple hours. Then maybe I'll cook on top of it and have chicken soup already at lunchtime. Anyway, this solar cooking is still new and exciting to me, and I look forward to having a well-built solar cooker during the summer, and maybe even baking bread in it. I don't know how many years into the future I'll be able to get propane for our kitchen stove and oven, and I don't want to run the wood stove on hot summer days, so I'm glad to have a solar-powered alternative. Or two, once I get the solar ray gun cooker fully installed and operational. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.